said.
Don't believe what I just saw!
I'm a man! I'm 40!
This is John Sheezer. I'm here.
Eric Marino.
Eric.
No, I gotta tell you about the Clippers. I'm an
addict. Sportsaholics, I gotta.
Let's just hope this shit doesn't go viral. Okay.
Are back, and when I say we, just me, episode 86, the Hines Ward episode of Sportsaholics. No train whistle today. Hines Ward, 14-year veteran, obviously, with the Steelers. Always took the backseat to Jerome Bettis, the bus, pun intended, kind of, there. What made Hines Ward unique was his Korean heritage. Actually born in South Korea, mom was Korean, military father. Lived in Germany, moved to, I think it was Atlanta or something. It was Atlanta because he was in Georgia there for a little while for college. And then obviously 14 years with the Steelers. Actually, one of the more, in my opinion, likable players on the Steelers. I don't know if it was just because he was always smiling or not, or if everyone else on the Steelers was talking so much trash all the time. It kind of overshadowed maybe any bad thing that he was doing. But yes, give it up, Hines Ward. If you don't know him, you youngsters, go look him up. You can also see him now on TV. I think he's on NBC or one of the shows. You'll see him, Football Night in America. That is correct. Guys, this is going to be a shorter episode. A few things right off the top. Listeners, can't thank you enough. We had over 8,000 people tune into the show last month, which, you know, for you that might not sound a lot, but for me, I'm thrilled. I'm happy. And all over the world, you military, thank you for listening. For all of you overseas right now, not in America, not able to attend a baseball game, a football game, you know, just overseas defending us, defending the world, thank you for your services. I know we've gotten hits from all over the country, and I can only assume, you know, those of you in Bahrain, probably not big Royals or Patriots fans. So if you're in Bahrain and you're not American, I apologize. But if you are, God bless you. Thanks for your service. And I just want to say a big thank you to my cousin, who is Matt, who is traveling to Okinawa, Japan for the next 3 years. So to be in the Air Force. So that's, I don't want to live in Japan for 3 years. Hell, Hines Ward only wanted to live in Korea for one before his dad was like, no, we got to get back to America. So Matt, thank you for that. Love you, buddy. Be safe over there. For the rest of you guys out there defending the world and the country, thank you. And thanks for listening. And, thanks for spreading the word. And also guys, we are going to be partnering up with sportsdose.com. The website will launch here next month. I'm excited. Going to have a bunch of new listeners, a bunch of new fans, a new platform, and actually kind of a web page. It won't be under, Sportsaholics. It will be under sportsdose.com, D-O-S-E.com. But we'll have the website link there. We'll have some stories linked there. I had a write-up about Bartman that's posted on up there, or that will be posted up there. You know, we talked about it last week, how I feel he should throw out the first pitch of the postseason, any opportunity. I know in a wild card situation, the Cubs may or may not have that home field advantage, depending how the season plays out. But Chicago, listen to me. Find Bartman and bring him back. Just like nothing the baseball gods are going to like more than you guys opening your arms, the city of Chicago, or at least the north side. The south side probably doesn't care either way. But just let the guy fly into O'Hare, take the orange line, whatever train that is that goes down there. Maybe he flies into Midway. Maybe he's one of the poor people. Who knows? But get Bartman back, guys. It's the least you can do for baseball. You know how baseball works. It's all karma related. It's all, you know, that's why Bill Buckner is wearing the Cubs glove. That's A lot of people forget that. If you go look at Bill Buckner, 86 World Series, Mets, a ball underneath his leg, first base. What batting glove does he have? A Cubs. He's wearing a Cubs batting glove. So a lot of Cubs fans like to take credit for that curse over there in Boston when that was running. They're like, look, if you didn't have the Cubs glove on, we wouldn't have had that extra Cub Billy Goat mojo, and the ball would have gone right into his glove, and Boston wins the World Series, possibly in 86. Never happened. He wore the Cubs glove. So, Cubs fans, get Bartman back. And that article you can find on Twitter. Just look us up, Sportsaholics, with an X. I posted up there a few days ago. So, please do hashtag Sportsaholics. You can find it. But very fun time writing that article. And it's gotten a lot of tread on the internet. So, a lot of people are reading it. So, that's cool. It's been cool to watch. Another thing I saw this week was Will Ferrell takes the field. And so this was HBO's attempt to entertain us. Not attempt. It's entertaining. But it's a charity. You know, they're raising money for cancer. One of Will Ferrell's fraternity brothers, an outstanding baseball player at USC in the late 80s when Will Ferrell was attending there. And so this is kind of his organization. Off the top of my head, I can't think of it. Or else I would tell you to go donate money to it. But a good movie. I mean, as a baseball fan, I'm a little bit biased, but entertained, laughed. Will Ferrell, over the course of one day, which he accomplished this previous spring training, plays for 10 different teams, and you know I don't know how they did it. It's pretty crazy. But this is just a clip of some of Will Ferrell talking about all of his pitches.
Most pitchers are, like, you hear of, like, a four-pitch guy. Change, curve, slider, two-seam fastball, four-seam, you know. Three, four pitches, very few pitchers have more than that. I have 63 pitches. I throw a catfish. I throw a traditional knuckleball. I throw a European knuckleball. I throw a pitch called the Black Heeler. One called the Ruby, Opal. I have a lot of rare or semi-precious gemstones. Aquamarine, topaz, turquoise.
Will Ferrell is making his long-awaited appearance, his final appearance in the Cactus League tonight. He's gonna pitch the bottom of the seventh.
And I also have certain pitches that I'll only pitch in the spring, others that are more for fall. I'll have pitches that I'll only throw certain months. I think there's only seven pitches I'll throw in June, for instance. August, I'll go through all 63.
Ready? So what are we gonna?
One fastball.
Yeah.
Two curveball.
Right. Have you heard of a slurge?
Slurge.
I throw a slurge.
I developed a pitch called the slurge.
I learned that in Japan.
Okay.
Give me double five. Okay.
The unveiling of a new major league weapon, the slurge, and you heard it live.
It's a slider, curveball with a bit of a screwball, and the action of the pitch urges you to swing at it, thus the slurge. It's so hard to learn. A lot of guys haven't even picked up on it yet. It's predominantly used in Japan.
So guys, please, if you can go to HBO Go, whatever, however it goes, I'm not sure. You can catch it there. Obviously, set your DVRs. HBO will probably be playing the hell out of this thing for the next month or so. So it shouldn't be too difficult, to track down. But here's another clip from the show. It's hilarious. Him trying on hats.
Choice.
Oh, look at this.
You have this one, like the standard.
A whole selection here.
Or for real men.
I'm surprised they're not color coordinated.
Oh, I'm sorry. Cups. Green ones. Green. Try on cups.
Perfect.
What a fit.
Yeah, you've got a good eye.
Well, I've seen a few.
Now I feel invincible. Now I'm going to lead with my crotch. Knock it down. Pick it up.
I guess that was more visual on that one. Him trying on cups over his uniform. But guys, we're going to take a quick break, or I am. Eric, you are missed. Follow him. Twitter. Oh, that Marino. I'm sure he's watching a Patriots game somewhere. or sleeping. It is early this morning as we're recording. I'm actually hurrying up here. I got to run to the airport to actually get back to Kansas City this weekend. But we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back right now. Thanks again, guys, for listening all over the world. I can't stress it enough. Without your help, without you saying, hey, there's this dumbass show that I listen to. You drive to work every morning. You sit at a cubicle every day. Why don't you put this on for 30 minutes, 45 minutes every week or 3 weeks or whenever a new episode comes out. And again, guys, I'm rushing this one because I feel like I want to put something up before I go, because for those of you that are like, oh, when's the next episode coming out? And I want to say every Wednesday, but you know how it goes. It's not every Wednesday. Sometimes it's Tuesdays, Thursdays, Saturdays. In fact, I would say maybe even Sunday is the most popular day that we release an episode. But the point is that you guys continue to listen, continue to follow, continue to ask questions, engage. So thank you for that. And I'm excited now because with sportsdose.com, that'll be bringing in a bunch of new guys and female listeners, hopefully, not to discourage any of you. Guys, if this is your first episode with us, we are currently, and when I say we are absent my co-host, Eric Marino, who is a Boston native New England fan. You can always go back and listen to his voice on previous episodes. But we have created the Bo Jackson Hall of Fame. Kind of to honor Bo Jackson, but also to kind of point out that he is not in the Royals Hall of Fame and or the Raiders Hall of Fame. And seeing as how Bo Jackson is one of the greatest athletes that ever lived anywhere on the history of the earth, you know, Billy Owens says what's up to Bo Jackson in their dreams. They probably high five. You know, they just he's the man. And so we've created Bo's own Hall of Fame. Bo's first pick in the Hall of Fame was actually the Baseball Hall of Fame. Followed that up with Arthur Bryant's barbecue in Kansas City, was also on Bo Jackson's Hall of Fame. With Bo's third pick this year, broken Louisville Slugger bats. It's what made Bo famous when I was a kid. The frustration, nothing said, hey, it's okay to have public outbursts of rage, than Bo Jackson shattering a bat over his knee in front of 15,000 8-year-olds screaming and cheering him on, you know. And so kudos to you, Bo. I've never heard of any domestic violence issues with you, even with the public displays of aggression. So good for bottling that in. I'm sure there's been possibly a time or two where you said, you know what, let me get some of this bat rage out here on this woman. And you said, no, that's not, you know, I may be upset about her, but I'm not bat rage upset with her, you know. So kudos for you, Bo, and Bo Jackson, for electing broken Louisville Slugger bats into your own personal Hall of Fame. I haven't got reports back from the Sung Woo Lee ESPN 30 for 30 documentary debut in Kansas City, but I saw a bunch of great pictures, and wouldn't you know it, Sung Woo was back in Kansas City. And the good luck charm himself, what did he do to deliver? Well, funny you should ask. Kendrys Morales, designated hitter for the Royals. What does he do when Sung Lee gets back to Kansas City? 3 home runs and a triple, 15 total bases, setting a new Kansas City Royals record. And in fact, the 3 home run triple combination, you can look it up. I want to say it had only been done 3 or 4 times since 1920. And in baseball, you know, a sport that's played hundreds of thousands of games, so a feat such as 3 home runs and a triple, the rarity of that, I mean, there's been more perfect games thrown I'm sure you can find something that's like four triples and a double. It has never been done or something like that. Sure, it hasn't. But what Kendrys Morales accomplished, four people have done in the last 95 seasons. So I think there's an incredible amount of rarity to that. The fact that, you know, twice as many perfect games has been pitched. So what I'm saying is thank you, Sungwoo. And please, just can you move to the city? I think it's really what we need. Not that we're kind of over the top. We can't really get any better, you know, during the regular season than first place throughout most of the season. But maybe, like, can you just live in Kansas City? Don't have to be Kansas City. You want to move down to Florida, which I don't know why you would, because Florida is Florida. Florida is just like the jungle. Actually, it's the American jungle. Not even concrete. There's real jungle down there. Alligators, snakes. And not that I'm intentionally trying to crap on Florida. It's just that I have to. Anytime I mention it, it's a thing I do on the show. You just got to. It's not like, oh, Adam Carolla does that. You got it. No, look, I've been making fun of Florida since I went there on spring break in 1999, Sarasota. Saw the Red Sox spring training game. I saw the old mayor of Cincinnati, Jerry Springer. And we all started chanting his name. He waved. It was awesome. Good to see Jerry that day. So this is not like a new thing. I've been shitting all over Florida since I left the NASCAR gift shop off the side of the road somewhere up in the panhandle. God, that was a long drive, 24 hours, but a great trip. But that aside, Florida, you are the worst. Sungwoo, do not move to Florida. Move to Blue Springs, Missouri, or Lake Lackawanna, or if you maybe Lake Quivira out on the Kansas side, if you want a little extra security for some reason. I never understood the extra guard gate out there. But yeah, so Sungwoo, thanks for coming back. It's been awesome. Unfortunately, you couldn't come back a few days earlier, help the Chiefs out. Jamal Charles dropped that ball. Not to get into that, but Chiefs fans, it's okay. Look, they're 1-1. If they finish the season 8-8, you're going to be like, you know what? We're the Chiefs. So yeah, we're 8-8. We are the average football team. Never going to be better. We need the miracle. Until we get the miracle playoff run, it's not going to happen. I mean, we are the Cincinnati Bengals in the sense of, like, we can make it to the playoffs. Nothing's going to happen. We haven't even had a 1989 Boomer Esiason year in over 30 years. Let's start talking about the Chiefs playoff drought. Forget the Royals. But not to get too Kansas City heavy, which I have been known to do. I'll back it out. I mentioned Boomer Esiason. If any of you guys are trainers or were sports trainers or know anyone that was a trainer in the 80s in sports, what were the quarterbacks taking? Like, what sort of treatment or drug? All the quarterbacks' kids, Boomer Esiason's kid, messed up. I'm just going to say messed up, and not to offend them or not to undermine their diseases, which are life-threatening, life-ending in some cases. Well, I'm just saying, like, why is Dan Marino's kid messed up? Why is Jim Kelly's kid messed up? Why is Doug Flutie's kid messed up? Why is Boomer Esiason's kid messed up? Like, all of these quarterbacks from the 80s, all their kids are jacked up. And all I can think of, it's like they took something. There had to have been some sort of stimulant or some, like, steroid they were taking that, like, jacked up their sperm. I mean, it just, the odds aren't there. It's like, oh, okay, so if you were a quarterback in the NFL from 1983 to 95 and you had a kid, there's a 50% chance he's going to have some incredibly debilitating disease. That there's just something in the water. I'm just trying to figure out what it is. That's all. That's all I'm trying to do. Here's what I'm going to do now. I'm going to end this episode. I got to pack. I got to get to the airport. Kansas City, here I come. Going to catch my first Royals game this Friday. Very excited. Don't even care if they win. I'm just going to go get there early. Circle the K. I'm going to try to get there and meet some of the top Royals prospects before the game. A little fanfare thing there, so that'll be fun. But guys, we love you. Thank you for listening. For Eric, thank you for listening. Follow him Twitter, @ThatMarino. Like I said, look for Sportsaholics at sportsdose.com coming up here soon in the next few weeks. But guys, Thank you for listening. Thanks for spreading the word. We'll be back next week. I'll have tales from Kansas City, walking around Kauffman Stadium. Maybe I'll do some interviews with some people. Who knows? I'll try to have a good time. But guys, stay obsessed. And we'll talk to you next week. Adios, amigo. Did you know that muy caliente is hot in Spanish? I learned that this week. I'm thinking about learning. I've lived in California long enough. Don't know any Spanish at all. But muy caliente is very hot. Just learn that. Take that home with. Just say that. If you're in Idaho, next time you touch something, just go, oh, muy caliente. And then everyone will look at you like you're smuggling immigrants. But just be like, no, I was listening to John on Sportsaholics, and that's what hot means. Live Mas, guys. Remember, Taco Bell. Live Mas. But I never made the show. I could hang on for a few years, doing what I'd done before. Won't let that laughing river flow right outside my door. My cousin Ray, he said he's got a job for me. Well, the houses are still cheap. He said he knows this nice lady. He said she even saw me play once. Said she smiles at my name. Well, up on the Laughing River might be a whole new game. Bus, goodbye to paying dues, goodbye to the cheers, goodbye to the booze. I'm trading in this old bag for fishing pole. Won't let that Laughing River into my soul. So I'm going away, 'cause I got a busted heart. I'm leaving today, 'cause this old travel always starts. I reckon where I'm headed might need me different clothes. Way up in Michigan, where the Laughing River flows. Way up in Michigan.